250 years or so, not quite, for that event, the British band played and the world turned upside down. Indeed, to them, the world did turn upside down. That a few colonials rebelled against them and won. Of course, this was in 1789. A few years before, in 1776, on this day, the Declaration of Independence was written and was issued by the Congress of the Colonies, and the war for independence began. A very horrible and bloody war. And, of course, the Indians helped the colonials. They hated the British. The French helped the colonials. They also hated the British. And the Spaniards helped the colonials. We also hated the British. So, of course, we won. And if you have Spain on your side, you win anyway. But that was that. And so today, we celebrate 250 years to that which gave inception to this event. And the world turned upside down. And yet, this nation that supposedly turned upside down the world was to be the nation that would be the savior of all the nations, as we have seen, particularly in the First World War and the Second World War, and ever since. We have been at war continuously to save the world from some evil and decrepit power, as we still are. It is not over yet. In the meantime, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people from all over the world came here to find that which the gospel in particular proclaims. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And so indeed, we have. Today then, we celebrate many wonderful things. It is the 250th anniversary of this nation, of the independence, the Declaration of Independence. It is also the first Saturday of the month. And the prayers, of course, of the Mass reflect that, that the Blessed Mother, the Mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is our Mother, and she intercedes for us before the throne of God to grant us our petitions, to take care of our needs. And then, of course, we have another feast, and it's the first time that it is celebrated. And you may have looked in the bulletin last week, and maybe not. Today is the first time that we celebrate the feast of Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati, whose cause I worked on for many years, and for whom I've prayed and prayed for many years for his canonization. And of course, in the back, we still have the holy cards and the dépliants that speak of the beatification and the future canonization of Pier Giorgio Frassati. Well, he is a saint. And this is the first year, this is his feast, July the 4th. And it is the first time ever that his feast is celebrated since his canonization. Of course, I invite you to read about him. I have written much about him, and there is a book that I translated from his sister, my good friend, the late friend, Countess Luciana Frassati Gavronska, who wrote about the last 8 days of his life. Magnificent days. and it is a tearjerker, so have your Kleenex box near you when you read it. But today, we have all these events all together. That's the way it is in life. So many things all together. In the meantime, we need to do everything we can to give honor and glory to God, to praise Him, to give Him thanks for all His blessings. And in particular, for the blessing of the Holy Catholic faith and the blessing of this country. And as I mentioned this morning at the Mass during which I consecrated this country and our parish once again to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we need to pray for the conversion of this country to the Holy Catholic faith, the one true faith. We will sing at the end of Mass a beautiful hymn, God of Our Fathers. And the third verse of that hymn speaks about our God's true religion. And there is only one true religion, one, none other. And that is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic faith and religion which we believe and serve. So we make that prayer to God. May it be for all the true religion, the source of health and salvation, the road to heaven. For outside the church, there is no salvation. That is a dogma of the faith that no pope or council or anybody else can do away with. Your true religion, the Holy Catholic faith, for which we give thee thanks, O God Almighty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.